As some of you know, I am a new grandmother, and although my granddaughter is only 2 months old, I'm already dusting off the children's books I read to her father. You can find some of the worst and some of the best theology in children's books. In this one, I found the true vine. I'm going to read it to you. So sit back, close your eyes, and pretend you're 4 years old. It's repetitive, but remember, you're four, and you love repetition. Love You Forever by Robert Munch. A mother held her new baby and very slowly rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she held him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The baby grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 2 years old, and he ran all around the house. He pulled all the books off the shelves. He pulled all the food out of the refrigerator, and he took his mother's watch and flushed it down the toilet. Sometimes his mother would say, "This kid is driving me crazy." But at nighttime, when that two-year-old was quiet, she opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, looked up over the side of his bed, and if he was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The little boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was 9 years old. And he never wanted to come in for dinner. He never wanted to take a bath. And when Grandma visited, he always said bad words. Sometimes his mother wanted to sell him to the zoo. But at nighttime, when he was asleep, the mother quietly opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that 9-year-old boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." The boy grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a teenager. He had strange friends, and he wore strange clothes, and he listened to strange music. Sometimes the mother felt like she was in a zoo. But at nighttime, when the teenager was asleep, the mother opened the door to his room, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of the bed. If he was really asleep, she picked up that great big boy and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. While she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." That teenager grew. He grew and he grew and he grew. He grew until he was a grown-up man. He left home and got a house across town. But sometimes on dark nights, the mother got into her car and drove across town. If all the lights in her son's house were out, she opened his bedroom window, crawled across the floor, and looked up over the side of his bed. And if that great big man was really asleep, she picked him up and rocked him back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while she rocked him, she sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Well, that mother, she got older. She got older and older and older. One day she called up her son and said, "You'd better come see me because I'm very old and sick." So her son came to see her. When he came in the door, she tried to sing the song. She sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always." But she couldn't finish because she was so old and sick. The son went to his mother. He picked her up and rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And he sang this song, "I'll love you forever, I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my mommy you'll be." When the son came home that night, he stood for a long time at the top of the stairs. Then he went into the room where his very new baby daughter was sleeping. He picked her up in his arms and very slowly rocked her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And while he rocked her, he sang, "I'll love you forever. I'll like you for always. As long as I'm living, my baby you'll be." Robert Munsch, the author of the book, studied 7 years to be a Jesuit priest and then discovered he was lousy priest material. He eventually became a children's author in Canada. In 1994, the New York Times did an update of their list of best-selling children's books, the first update in 16 years. They did not update the list often because it was very stable. Goodnight Moon had been number one for as long as anyone could remember. They found Love You Forever at the top of the list with 8 million copies sold. This was very strange as they had never reviewed it, did not know it existed, and because it was a Canadian title without a U.S. publisher or distributor. Somebody from the Times called up the author and asked, "Who are you?" Hidden in the pages of this book is the parable of the true vine. The mommy's love is like the intimate, tender, "I'll love you forever no matter how badly you behave," love of God. This is the love that's given freely because of who you are, not because of what you do. This is the love that abides, the love where God invites us to abide, to stay, to rest. I always cry when I read this book, usually more than I teared up a little this time, but usually I'm just weeping. And I'm not the only one. There were at least two at 7:45 who were crying. I think it's because the book connects with the deepest longing of the human heart, to love and to be loved. That longing, placed in our hearts by God, never leaves us. In the early 80s, I had a friend who visited a man dying with AIDS in a New York hospital. Those were the early days of the AIDS epidemic when many people were frightened simply to be in the same room with someone with AIDS, much less to touch them. My friend stood by this man's bed wondering what she could do for him. And then it came to her. She crawled into the hospital bed and cradled him in her arms. Always God is holding us in love. All God asks is that we allow this love to hold us, to form us, to change us. We begin our life on the true vine, who is Jesus, as the child begins life in her mother's womb, receiving everything we need to grow and develop. Staying on the vine is a matter of accepting day by day our utter dependence on Jesus, receiving his love through word and sacrament, the life of prayer, the assurance of forgiveness, and the gift and presence of the Holy Spirit. It's only by remaining in this mutual relationship of love that we are able to bear love's fruit. In the children's book, we see that the son is formed in the mother's image by her love, so that the work of love she began, he continues. So it is with us. The work of love Christ began, we continue, loving not only our parents and children, but also strangers and enemies, aliens and refugees, because they are also God's beloved children. Amen.